Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Aaliyah. I'm 10 years old, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. I'm 15 years old, and Aaliyah is trapping me in my room so I can't escape in Hudson.
And I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library. I've trapped myself in my office so that I can record this radio show, but not trapped by Aaliyah. And I'm also from Hudson, and we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about the radio station that we love so much, WGXC. We've been broadcasting on WGXC since the launch of the radio station. Bound by Books has been on the radio for all those years, and we're so proud to be programmers of WGXC and are excited to be supporters of WGXC as well. And as we're coming close to the end of 2025, we're in our year-end appeal for WGXC. It's the wave on Main. So, you know how you do like the wave at a ball game or something? The idea is to do a wave of donations across the listening area to raise funds to support the expansion of the Catskill Studio, which is located at 393 Main Street. And since May 2024, the Catskill Studio has had a shared storefront there with another tenant. But in 2026, the goal is to be the only tenant of that space, which means covering additional rent and utilities, but also means we're able to build this space as a place for more community programming, workshops, in-studio performances, and more. And to do this, we need to raise $10,000. So we are asking listeners out there to show their support for WGXC by helping us reach this year-end goal, helping us build this delightful studio. I know Jada was very briefly on the radio in studio before COVID shut us down, and then the Hudson studio eventually left. So we don't do our show in person in a studio, but it was really fun having a studio space, wasn't it? It was a little different than the way we record today, but we're excited for Catskill that they have this studio and that it's going to continue to grow into the new year. So we really want to see WGXC meet these goals this year. So we're trying to raise $10,000 by the end of 2025. And there are various ways you can make a tax-deductible donation to help reach this goal. Aaliyah or Jada, could you share some of the information about how people can donate?
You can do it by phone by calling 518-622-2598 extension 2, and you could do it online at wgxc.org/donate, and you can mail it to WGXC Co. Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Accra, New York 12405.
And you can make a one-time donation of any amount. You can also become a monthly donor for as little as 17 cents a day, which is $5 a month. So if it's easier for you to spread out your giving throughout the year, you can sign up as a recurring donor and just set it up so that a certain amount of your choosing gets taken out of your account and given to WGXC every month. That's what I do. I give a monthly donation. And it's just a way to make sure I'm remembering to give every year. I don't have to think like, did I write that check? I just know it's happening because it happens every month. So that's another way that you can give to WGXC. And we hope you will help WGXC meet these goals. It'll be really exciting to expand the Catskill studio. I actually haven't made it over to the studio since the move-in day, because I helped with the move. And it looks like a really cool space, even then when it was like basically an empty shell that we were moving stuff into. So I hope someday in the coming year, with the studio expanded, that maybe we can do an in-person live broadcast of Bound by Books. Maybe like once a month we do a live broadcast. That would be fun. We can just cross the bridge, go to Catskill. It's not too far. But yeah, so before we dive into talking about books, just one more time, we're trying to help WGXC reach a year-end appeal goal of $10,000 raised to help support the expansion of the Catskill studio. And to do so, you can make a tax-deductible donation by calling 518-622-2598 extension 2 or going online to wgxc.org/donate, or you can always mail in your contribution to WGXC, care of Wave Farm, PO Box 13, Accra, New York 12405. But wgxc.org/donate, that's an easy one to remember. You can always go there and find all these details there as well. So if you forget the phone number and prefer to make a call, or forget the address and want to mail in a check, you can always find that information on the website. But thank you to all of the listeners out there who have either become monthly donors or otherwise supported WGXC this year, and to all those listeners who haven't yet but will soon. And thanks always, as always, for listening. But now we're going to talk about some books, because that's what we do. And since it's a youth radio show, I'm going to let the youth go first, because I'm old.
I'd like to
Yeah,
go.
young at heart, but old. Was that Jada? Yeah, go ahead.
I've been reading. Oh, Leah, don't look like that. You've been talking for the last billion years. Anyways, I've been saying, I've been reading more Agatha Christie. Like I said to Emily, there's like five more books that in the library that are Agatha Christie, and then I'm gonna start seeing if the library system has any more. Really enjoying it. I really like, of course, her main characters, but she wrote a lot besides just those. She wrote over 80 novels, and one that I really like is not like, it's mainstream. And for ones that don't have like Hercule Poirot or Miss Marple in them, they have like a side character from those. So Superintendent Battle from Scotland Yard is the character here, and the book is called The Secret of Chimneys, and I really enjoy it. It starts out with this man named Anthony Cade getting an offer from his friend Jimmy to deliver this package of manuscripts to someone for £1,000, and then the story kicks off from there. Again, cheap. Packs so much plot relevant stuff at the beginning that just seems like it's, just to build, the surroundings just for exposition, but it's very plot relevant, so I can't really share anything else. But I really do, if you haven't, start reading Agatha Christie. She's the number one best-selling author in the world for a reason.
That's fun. I love that you're on this Agatha Christie marathon journey. It's really fun to hear about them. And I'm sort of jealous. My teen self is jealous because I was really into reading them, but I did not get nearly as far as you have. So I'm curious when you'll hit all of them, or if you'll ever, if you will. I assume you will because you seem like a completist. But thanks for sharing that. I know Aaliyah is eager to say something. She's been raising her hand for a really long time. What's up?
So, two things. One, it's because Jada, she finishes books in 1 minute. Even if the book is like this thick, she will finish it in like
Yeah, she's a fast reader.
20 seconds.
Fast and committed.
But I have a book, it's called Jake Drake, Class Clown, and it's about this boy. He thinks that since he has a new teacher, he can get away with anything that he wants to do, and the classmates think that too, but that doesn't really work for him. I'm not going to tell any more because it's a really good book and I don't want to spoil it.
Do you have it with you?
Yeah.
Who's it by?
Andrew Clements.
Oh, he's a popular author. I don't know if I've ever read anything by him, but he's written a lot of books that are very popular. Do you know if you've read anything by him, Jada?
Yeah, he covered the walls of all my elementary and middle schools.
Yeah. I'm blanking on some of did he do Frindle?
I
Is that
think
him?
he did Frindle and
And Lunch Money, maybe?
yeah, those Frindle
Yeah.
was so popular in elementary school.
Drew Clements. I wonder if he's still, oh no, I was going to say, I wonder if he's still writing today, but he sadly passed away in 2019. But oh, that's cool. So his debut novel, Frindle, I didn't realize that was his debut, won an award determined by the vote of U.S. school children in about 20 different U.S. states. It's cool. But yeah, Frindle, The Report Card, No Talking, The Losers Club, Lunch Money, School Story, The Laundry News. So many books. Someday I should probably read one of them.
I find it funny that Brindle was like the number one book that he wrote, and yet nobody really called pens Brindles after reading the book, because that's the plot. This one person calls a pen a Frindle because he realizes you could just make up words. That's like the whole point of the story, but nobody that I've ever met after reading it calls a pen a Frindle.
Nope. Pen's such a good word. So simple.
Also, it's easier to spell.
Yes.
Null is, I think, 8 letters. So, yeah, no.
You don't have to raise your hand. You can just talk.
Another book to speak about, and it's called The Time Witches. I started it, but I didn't finish it. It's somewhat about this girl who's trying to defeat, she's a witch, and she's one of the light witches, and then there are dark witches, and they're called the time witches, and she's trying to defeat the time witches so that the light witches and the regular people can have a good life. And can I tell
Time
you about one
Witches.
more book?
Wait, but it's the Time Witches is the
Yeah.
name of the book? But is it Michael Molloy?
I have
Huh.
two.
I hadn't heard of that one.
I have two more books to tell about.
Okay. Go
So
for it.
this is Haley Twitch and the Great Teacher Switch. I read it a long time ago, so I'm just gonna read the back of the book.
Okay.
Haley Twitch has a secret. She has a friend named Mabel, a sprite that no one else can see. Haley's class is performing a play that is fun, fun, fun. Haley wants to be the star. But when a substitute teacher takes over the class, he makes the play boring. Haley needs Mabel's help, but Mabel still doesn't have her magic back. How will she help Haley this time? Because this is the second book in the series. I read both books. They were
Cool.
awesome.
Nice.
Then next book is Rainbow Magic. It's a book. It has four stories in it. Each one is for one of the rainbow fairies. There's Ruby the red fairy, Amber the orange fairy, Sunny the yellow fairy, and Fern the green fairy. And since I read this also a long time ago, I'm gonna read the back of it. One day, Christy and Rachel discover a magical surprise when they find a fairy at the end of a rainbow. Meeting Ruby the red fairy sets them off on an adventure to help save seven magical rainbow fairy sisters from Jack Frost's spell. This special collection includes the first four titles in the best-selling Rainbow Magic series. It has four books, and there's also the second book with the rest of the Rainbow Fairy Sisters, which I read also.
So you've read some other books in that series too? And those are Daisy Meadows, right? Is that the name of the author?
It doesn't say on my book.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Daisy Meadows is the primary author of that series. There's so many of them. So it's one of those series that if you find that you like it, you could read them for a very long time.
Like Magic School Bus, like Magic Tree House, my bad.
Yeah.
Magic
And
School
School
Bus
Bus
as
too.
well, but not
Yeah.
nearly as much. Like, I just checked and I think she just published like a bunch more. Like, she keeps writing like
The Magic Tree House
200,
ones.
yeah, 200
Yeah.
plus books, and that's just in the main, because then there's another storyline that also has 100, and then there's the fact trackers that also have 100.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting series. And one thing that's hard as a librarian is that at some point there was just one series and then they started the Merlin Missions. They kind of made a separate series, but some of the books were from the first series. And so they read. Did it have like a whole renumbering that happened at some point? But if you have one of the older books, it'll have the old number. So it might be like volume 37 or book 37, but then it's Merlin Missions book 13 or whatever. And so sometimes people are like, it's labeled wrong because it has the wrong number. And it's like, no, but we're using the current labeling number. So it gets confusing. But there are a lot of those. And they've started making graphic novels of the original books too. So now there's the series, the Merlin missions, the fact tracker that Jada mentioned, and the graphic novels now. So there's so many books. Those are very popular.
Jada stole my idea about the fact tracker one.
I've never read those. Actually, I've only sort of read Magic Treehouse because I had, when my nephew was really into them, I sometimes would listen in while they were reading it at like bedtime, but I never read a full story. But that's okay. I don't have to read all the books. It's allowed. I could talk about a book that I recently read. It's a young adult novel in verse, and it's called I Am the Swarm by Haley Chuins. I think I might read the description for this one, like Aaliyah did for hers. As far back as anyone can remember, the women of the Strand family have been magical. Their gifts manifest when they each turn 15, always in different ways. But Nell Strand knows that her family's magic is a curse. Her mother's age changes every day. She's often too young to be the mother Nell needs. Her older sister bleeds music and will do anything to release the songs inside her. Nell sees the way magic rips her family apart again and again. When Nell's own magic arrives in the form of ladybugs, alighting on the keys of her beloved piano, the first thing she feels is joy. The ladybugs are a piece of her, a harmless and delicate manifestation of her creativity. But soon enough, the rest come. Thick-shelled, glossy beetles that creep along her collarbone when her piano teacher stares at her. Soft gray moths that appear and die alongside a rush of disappointment. Worst of all are the wasps. It doesn't matter how deep she buries her rage, the wasps always come. Nell will have to decide just how much of herself she's willing to lock away to stop them, or if she can find the strength to feel, no matter the consequences. An intense emotional read simmering with rage and magic, I Am the Swarm is a captivating YA novel in verse that beautifully speaks to the complicated nature of growing up as a girl. And I know we've talked about novel, I've read a few novel in verses recently, and I know Jade is not a huge fan of them. This one I also listen to, and I feel like I have a different reading experience when I listen to novels in verse than when I read them sometimes. But what drew me to this one in particular, and actually how I even learned this book existed, was that it was on a list of books that somebody put out that were young adult books that had received 5-starred reviews from 5 of the major like publications that librarians use to review books. And so there were a handful of books that had received 5 of these starred reviews, which is basically all 5 of the major publications. And I was interested because most of the books that were on the list were ones that I'd heard of that people have been talking about like all year. And this one I just never heard of. So I was like, I want to try that one. I'm curious what it is. And the description sounded really interesting. So I really enjoyed reading it. It's a not an easy read, both in terms of like there's this magical stuff happening that's like sometimes a little confusing, like the mother's age changing or her magic manifesting as bugs is interesting. But then it's a tough read just in the sense that there's a lot of emotion in the book and tough moments that she encounters. So it's not like a lighthearted read if that's what someone's looking for, but I thought it was really well done and very unique. So I enjoyed it. And it's a novel in verse, so as most of those are, it was pretty short. I can see how many pages it is. Oh, actually, it's 336 pages. That's not that short, but I guess novels in verse, sometimes they read fast. I forget how long the audiobook was. But as I often do, I did this audiobook while doing a puzzle. That's my latest thing. In the summer, I garden while listening to audiobooks. In the colder months, I have been doing puzzles while listening to audiobooks because it works a different part of my brain, so I can do both. And actually doing the puzzle helps me focus on the book. Like my mind doesn't get distracted because I'm looking at like these detailed patterns.
Doesn't it make you think too much?
No, I don't know why. Somehow like the part of my brain that has to like look at patterns or like details is a different part than listening to a story. And the same with gardening. Like I can go out in the garden and be like pulling weeds and like just like doing that kind of monotonous. I mean, it's not really monotonous, but like pulling up things and like the only thing my brain's doing on that side is like being like, is this a weed or not?
That
So,
would make me think way too much.
yeah, I don't know. I figured it works for me. I can also cook sometimes, as long as it's not a recipe, because if I'm reading a recipe, I have to like, that's
Read
different.
the
Yeah, but if I'm just like cutting things up or just cooking from scratch, which I do a lot, I can do that while listening too.
Watch your fingers. That's all I have to
Yes.
say.
Yeah, I don't read a physical book while cutting up vegetables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't have fingers anymore.
No
Your
fingers
fingers would
left.
be gone.
That would be sad. I would miss them.
They're useful.
Yeah, I enjoy them. But yeah, so that was my latest YA read. I don't know what's next. I have a big stack of picture books I'm trying to make it through. And then I have some graphic novels, but we'll see. Well, before we say goodbye for the day, I just want to remind our listeners out there that it is the WGXC year-end appeal, Wave on Main, on air, online, on Main Street, where WGXC and all of us WGXC programmers are trying to raise funds to help the station to expand their Catskill studio in 2026. And we're trying to raise $10,000 in order to support this work. And we need help from listeners out there. So if you're listening out there and you haven't given yet to WGXC and you're able to do so, we hope you will contribute at whatever amount feels right for you and your budget. You can donate by going online to wgxc.org/donate or by calling 518-622-2598, extension 2. And you can give one donation of any amount, or you can become a monthly donor and give as little as 17 cents a day or $5 a month to support WGXC. But thank you all for listening. Thank you to all of the listeners out there who are donors for donating. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. But until then,
Happy reading!
De la vie dans tes yeux qui rient. Il y a cette petite flamme qui crie, qui brûle et qui brille. Juste un regard pour comprendre que c'est dans tes yeux que je me sens le mieux. Juste un sourire pour te dire que j'ai besoin de toi, reste et regarde-moi. Quelque chose du bonheur dans ta voix qui vibre. La réponse de mon cœur, c'est qu'il se sent libre. Libre d'être moi quand tu me serres dans tes bras. Libre de vivre un amour qui m'apprend tous les jours. Quand je suis loin, je pense à toi, à ta petite flamme, à tes yeux, et je me sens mieux. Quand je suis loin, à ta petite flamme, à tes yeux, et je me sens deux. Dans notre histoire, une petite étincelle pour bien plus qu'un soir. Est-ce que tu veux me donner ta main pour tout le temps qu'on sera bien? Est-ce que tu veux partager mon chemin? Moi je dis oui.